Welcome to episode 257 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. In this week's show, you join me down by the water's edge once again on the south coast here in the UK. I'm in Portsmouth, shooting pictures for a magazine feature. Specifically, I'm trying to capture a key image which I suspect will feature prominently in the opening pages of the article. How I got on? Well, that remains to be seen. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 257. It is just after 1:30 in the afternoon, and as I record this, you can probably hear a bit of noise surrounding me. Well, primarily that noise is the sea, because I am sat pretty much as far as you can get before you get your toes wet here on the south coast of the UK. I'm at a place called Southsea, and as I sit here looking out to sea, that is what I see. Sea and horizon and sky. In the distance is the Isle of Wight. To my left is a structure called South Parade Pier. To my right is, in the distance, Southsea Castle, one of Henry VIII's fortresses. And beyond that is Portsmouth, Old Portsmouth. And behind me is the promenade and the road that that travels the length of the seafront here, and the B&Bs and the flats and various buildings that line the road. So the reason I'm out here today is that I needed to get a very specific shot. And just to give you a bit of a back history, last week I was away for a week shooting a feature for Camping Magazine. It was another of my big holiday articles, six-pager, centred around a family camping trip. And on this occasion, coincidentally, the feature was about Hampshire. It's really nice and local. But there's an even sort of deeper back history to that. Now, I always make preparations in advance, as far as in advance as I can. I'll contact campsites and attractions and all that sort of thing and get everything in place. Well, up until the last few days, or even the day before we were due to do this camping trip, pretty much all of the campsites that were geared towards camping as opposed to caravans and motorhomes, all along the stretch of the south coast from Horsham all the way through down to Lymington and Lyndhurst, all those that I tried, that's over in the New Forest down there, all of them, they were basically waterlogged because we had some very unseasonal weather, a lot of rain. And so it basically, the message was, yeah, we'd love to have you here, but sorry, we can't guarantee that our camping fields are not going to be completely waterlogged. So that kind of left a bit of a conundrum. Anyway, long story short, the feature is centred around a trip where we stayed at a place called Ashurst in the New Forest. Lovely area, the New Forest. It has been written about lots, and so I didn't want the feature to be, about the New Forest. It was about Hampshire, and specifically it was to do with the South Coast and what there is to do when you're camping with your family on the South Coast. Now, like I say, the weather was unseasonably wet, all this rain in the days or the couple of weeks or whatever that led up to it. And it continued to be dull, grey, drizzle, showers, just everything that does not lend itself to a lovely set of pictures that that are going to illustrate an article. Now, that is not to say that I couldn't take any pictures, and the pictures that I did take are not usable. They actually are, a lot of them are indoors, or the you don't get a lot of sky, you would never necessarily know that it was raining, and they're absolutely fine. So all of the attractions we went to, all of the places, there are photographs that perfectly illustrate the places we went and what we got up to and what a lovely time we had. Now, this is where the issue comes. I know from my experience of doing these articles that you need to have a lovely picture to open the image. You've got to capture people's attention with the picture. You've got the title, of course. And, of course, I looked through 400-odd pictures from last week. And, excuse me. And there was not a picture in there that I would have been happy to use as a double page opener that had that, dare I say it, wow factor, you know, that had that punch to it, that was, you know, really showing off the South Coast. The feature itself took as its central location Portsmouth and Southsea. So I looked at the forecast, and this week it has been described in the media, and we all know what the media are like, it has been described as a mini heat wave, certainly yesterday. Well, I'm not sure about that, but as I sit here, there's not a cloud in the sky. It's lovely and warm. I'm just sat here in jeans and a t-shirt. Probably could have actually got away with shorts if I'd thought about it. And I just knew I had to take the chance to get this page. Now, those of you listening and know how I operate and have been listening for a while, this may not come as a surprise, but there are some of you that will be thinking, well, hang on, this picture wasn't taken on your holiday, it's not how the weather was, and da da da. Well, yes, there is that. However, as it turns out, a lot of the stuff that we did in around Portsmouth did occur on the 1 or 2 days where we got a bit of sunshine. Nothing as nice as this, but you have to have this nice opening picture, unless it's a feature about stormy weather and you know, an adventure you had, or the adversity that you faced on a trip, or something like that. But this was not one of those trips. It has to have this nice opener. So what I've done is I've popped down in the car today, didn't take me long, and I've just, for the past hour or so, taken a stroll from the, now let me get my bearings here, basically from the, as you look at the country, I basically walked from the east side of the pier along as far as the castle in the west, and I'm just two-thirds of the way back to the car, heading east again. I have got a lovely set of pictures. I've probably taken about 50 pictures, and I thought what I'd do is just talk about the process. Now, I like to travel light where possible, and this is absolutely ridiculously light today. It's one camera, one lens, and that's basically it. So, I have a low-pro small shoulder bag. I cannot tell you the model because this is a one-of-a-kind prototype which I was given. It's really nice. I can't say much about that, any more about that. It basically holds my camera, lens, few accessories nice and snug. Now, what I have in terms of camera is my Nikon D800 and the 24-70 f2.8, and that's basically it. Other things in the bag, my little pouch with my audio recorder, got my keys, my wallet, and a clean canteen metal bottle with some water in. And that's basically it. Really, really nice, really light and simple. And so I thought I'd talk through the pictures, if I can, because it is incredibly bright and the screen is a little bit dark on the back of the camera here because of that brightness. So the first shots, I'd done a bit of research. I know the area very well, of course, being from the south. But I did have a look on Google just to see, you know, pictures of South Parade Pier, just to remind myself the angles and what's there. You should never be afraid to, some would say copy, certainly you shouldn't be afraid to take inspiration from other people's work, make it your own, that's the key. So, the first shot is basically
kind of just as a warm-up shot, just to get my bearings. Not a particularly great shot, and that's kind of just as well, because there were people on the beach. You know, guy stood up. I think his girlfriend was sat on the beach as well, and you know, it just looks messy because he was either tucking his shirt in, or he was, I don't know, sort of bending down talking to his girlfriend, or I don't know, it just looks messy. I'd have to take him out of the picture if I was to use that picture, but I wasn't too worried, because often what happens is it's kind of like a location scout, you know, live. You know, you take the pictures, you think, is that the best shot? Do I wait? Do I come back again in a minute? At that point, the sun was, let's have a look, the sun was pretty much directly above, so there's not a lot of shadow. You know, shadows fall very sharply down to the ground, to the shingle. So I'm just going to zip through these. Second shot, I sort of pulled back wider, probably from the same, if I can get the details up. First shot was at 50 mil, and the second was at 29 mil, so just staying where I was, just zooming the lens back. As a lot of you know, I actually favour prime lenses for these location trips, the 35mm f1.8 in particular, and I'll link to all of this in the show notes. But on this last trip, I decided to take the 24-70, and I've got to say, it's only the size and the weight that is, you know, the images are lovely and sharp on both lenses. It's the size and the weight factor on the 35mm on the D800 without a battery grip, the vertical grip. That's what really appeals. And when I'm carrying, like when I'm backpacking, I'm taking enough camping gear, it's nice to limit it to that to keep the weight and the pack size down. On this occasion, for the day trips, I took the 24-70, and I've got to say, I'm actually really enjoying using it, or have been for this latest set of pictures. So, you know, these are just shots of the pier. They're nice enough. People in the mid-distance there, that's okay. Clear blue sky. You know, I always have to be thinking about the layout, how the magazine's going to lay the picture up across the double page. There is no guarantee, of course, that this picture, whichever one I choose, is going to be used as the opener. But I would be incredibly surprised if it didn't, because this piece is all about camping in Hampshire on the South Coast, and this epitomises the South Coast with the water, the pier, you know, the southern landscape. So just skipping through, back and forth, going in a little bit closer. I walked along further, and you know, zooming in a little bit closer on the structure. There's the shingle of the beach, because it's not a sandy beach here. Shingle of the beach, then the pier, some of the water just to the end of the pier there. A nice enough picture, but you know, it's all right. Then I headed off west a bit, down past the pier, and then looked back towards the pier the other way. The sun by this point was up, still up above, but of course it was slightly round, so it was actually striking the pier sort of front on. Sort of on the rooftops there, the pavilion bit. Nothing too much in shadow apart from right under the pier. That's okay, it's all good. It's quite nice. I have to think about, you know, these images are going to have, I don't know how they might crop specifically. They might choose to go in a bit closer, but wherever it is, there's going to be a fold in the picture from the pages. That's okay, you just have to bear that in mind. So allowing plenty of space for the title and the byline, the little intro paragraph to go in there. It was pretty good. We've got seagulls flying through a couple of times. That was nice. Just zipping through again. Then I walked a little bit further along. And as luck would have it, for this particular shot, again, still looking eastwards towards the pier, there was a couple sat there with their cool box, a couple of chairs, a sun umbrella, sort of parasol sort of thing, bright yellow it was, against the blue sky and the blue sea, and it looked really nice. So I won't waste a lot of time specifically talking about individual shots, but yeah, I did a range of pictures there. Again, there was someone behind them, just in the short distance behind them. Probably if I chose one of these pictures, they would have to be taken out because it would look messy. Arms coming out of heads, all that sort of thing. And then, you know, just pulling out slightly, shooting a little bit wider to give me the option that if I want to crop the picture in post-production back at the office, then I do have the option. You should always give yourself those options. So walking along, suddenly saw a seagull coming overhead, took a quick grab shot. That was nice, but there was not enough of the pier. This is beyond the people with their umbrella set up. So then I walked further along past a structure called the Pyramid Centre. Now, a lot of you may be familiar. Going back into the late 80s, I think early 90s, it was a bit of a thing. It was a bit of a structure It was a really big, what seemed to me at the time as a young boy. You know, there was a wave machine in there. I think there were flumes, maybe. Or if there weren't, there certainly are now. I just looked up, actually, and I can tell that the tide is coming in, so I must I must be aware of that. So the pyramids, it's, you know, called that. It looks like a pyramid. It's bright blue and sort of sand-coloured. So I went past there, up a bit of a, I suppose, a rampart, a bit of a hill, grassy hill, and it gave me the view right down along the promenade, or promenade, some would say, with the pier in the distance, people walking along. This is quite nice. It has that kind of feel of kind of 1950s, 60s, kind of holiday postcards, that sort of thing. Quite a nice picture. I can't tell specifically or precisely, just because I'm not going to zoom in on everything now. The light is so harsh here. I did a kind of a quick chimping, as we call it. A lot of you are probably aware of the expression chimping. As I understand it, in the age of digital cameras, when people were photographers were suddenly able to check the back of their cameras for their pictures, as I understand it, it was given the term chimping because it looked from a distance as though photographers were all gathered around their cameras going, ooh, 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 look, you know, and that's where chimping came from. Whether that's true, I don't know. That's what I heard. Anyway, I'm doing a bit of that, whatever you want to call it. That's what I did do, just to kind of generally get a sense of sharpness. Oh, incidentally, these were all shot between about 60th and 125th of a second at ISO 100. The aperture was f16 or f20, pretty much, or f22. Plus 0.3 on the exposure compensation. That's my starting point. That's how this particular camera, this my own version of this model of camera, that's how it's a good it's good to start a setup like that. A lot of you know that. So this is just a series of these going mostly at the 70mm end, just to make sure that that there wasn't too much foreground, that was empty space, that the pier wasn't too small in the background. Just a series of these kind of turning the camera slightly left to right to take in more of the sea, less of the sea, more of the sea front, all that sort of thing, and just, you know, biding my time whilst people sort of walked into shot. Then I kind of stepped back a little bit and there was a tree, no foliage on it, but it kind of gave a nice sort of frame in theory. But looking at it now, even at the time I wasn't totally convinced, it might work better as a crop. But realistically, I think if that was to appear double page, so we're talking A3 size or double A4, I think it would take up, looking at, yeah, it's going to be nearly half, like a whole page. I think it's a bit too much, or two-thirds maybe. I don't know, I'll wait and see. Never, you know, it's one of those things, never delete the picture straight away because you think, oh no, that's no good. Because when you get back to your computer, when you do a bit of post-production, you might be pleasantly surprised that just with a slight crop, you actually have a much stronger image, and it's one that, far from being chuckable, is actually quite usable. So, went further along, walked around to view Southsea Castle. That actually was a really nice view. Whether it's too messy or says the right thing, I don't know, but I've got the front side of the castle, not the, when I say the front side, the side, the front as you approach it as a visitor. That's like the front side is the land side, obviously, with the water just beyond. It's quite nice. It shows some of the parts. It's got Spinnaker Tower in the background, in the distance, and there was a ferry going by as well, which is nice. They're okay. I went a little bit closer on the crop, which actually makes it a bit better. There's also a lighthouse there, lighthouse structure. It's okay. So then, just beyond there, I turned and... So that's it. I carried on round with the castle on my right. So then when I turned round, it was sort of on my left, out of shot. And I was able to do a nice sort of, I say a long lens shot, 70mm shot, right back in the direction of the... of the pier. And that was... It was okay. But, again, not really great. Now we come on to the shots which... I think have a very good chance of making the final cut. So as I was walking back, I took a slightly different route. It's always worth, you know, it's fine to walk a route one way and then go directly back, but if you go just slightly different, you'd be amazed the difference it makes just to the angle of view, the foreground interest, all that sort of thing. So the view was from a sort of not a very high viewpoint, but not very high viewpoint, but not down on the beach, sort of somewhere between the two, and it just gave me a good vista across to the pier, with the shore sort of doing like a C shape, or sort of like an elongated C, letter C shape, with the waves kind of gently rolling in there. So I shot probably about 20 pictures, going a bit wider, going a bit closer, angling the camera up and up a bit, down a bit, just showing the seafront, showing the pier. There's some like rock formations there which are really nice. I think got shots with people walking, shots without them. I think there is a very good chance that I've got the shot there. It gives room for the designers to lay up the image and text for this double page opener. And like I say, it's no guarantee this will be used, but I'm hedging my bets that this is what's going to happen. And, you know, I kind of took a number of shots waiting for the water to be lapping in and out, just to see, just to kind of, they're not rolling waves, like crashing against rock or anything, but it just gives a nice sense of a, you know, it's for all intents and purposes, it's a summer's day here. That's what it looks like. One particular shot here, I think, is the one that it would be. Sequence of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 shots. Just the only thing that varies is the waves breaking on the shoreline there. And that concludes that whole set of pictures. I did one shot as I walked along, pretty much from a few hundred meters from where I've stopped to sit down, which is nice. It kind of cuts the picture in half with the pier again. Nothing fantastic, it's a nice picture, but you know, you have to lead the viewer in with the rule of thirds, composition, all this sort of thing. So we shall see. So I'm not sure exactly when this particular recording is going to go live. It may well be, actually, because of various timings, that the feature, which is out soon, in a few weeks as I record this, it may well be that it'll be out and I'll be able to confirm
when I round off the podcast, whether or not it was used as the opening picture.
So, there we go.
A quick-ish recording today, just whilst I was out and about. I thought it might be interesting. Hopefully you've got something from that. If you have any questions at all about anything I've spoken about, of course, do let me know. But for now, I will leave it there.
To see how the article turned out and which picture ended up making the opening pages, take a look at the viewable PDF which is linked to in this week's show notes. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.